I had such a long day today. So it was Sunday and I hardly got any sleep. I'm in the process of learning how to do my own hair, which is great for saving money, terrible for saving time, and I was up really, really late finishing it. And it was like 3 in the morning by the time I finally finished it. And good for me, but also horrible for my sleep pattern because my sister was leaving to go back to her school in Ohio at like 5 in the morning. So I needed to be up to at least say goodbye to her and make sure everything was alright. But of course, no one really woke me up when they actually left. Just my sister woke me up to say goodbye, probably like a half hour before they left. I had no idea because I had so little sleep that I was knocked out. And I didn't wake up until much too late and they were gone. So, I guess no church today. I was going to drive my little siblings there. But, oh well, nobody really was worried about that day. So, I watched the kids all day, and they're not really all kids. My little brother's 10, my other little sister's 13. She doesn't always act like it. On the younger side of it, not the older side of it. And then I have another little sister who is 15, but doesn't always act on it. On the older side, not the younger side of that. And I was thinking, okay, I don't want to be, like, boring for them. And usually they do at least one thing. And a bunch of them wanted to go to the library, so I drove them to the library and we hung out there for a little while. And by the time we got back, it was time for me to make dinner. And I was trying to figure out what it was I wanted to make for them. It wasn't very gourmet or anything. But I just made them some baked chicken thighs, and I made them some french fries with the homemade cheese sauce, and because they all like cheese fries, so I made that for them. And they also really like deviled eggs, so I made them some sriracha deviled eggs, which they really liked. And that took care of that. I really love to cook, so anytime I get to experiment and do something new, it's a good day. And I also made them dessert later on. But first we watched August Rush, or I watched it on and off. I was in and out of the kitchen trying to straighten up and stuff like that. Because my parents, they wouldn't be home until, like, midnight. And, you know, the drive from Virginia to Ohio was not a short one. So, they were watching the movie and I was in and out of the kitchen. And my little brother's friend came over to play this, like, Transformers car game or something. It's basically a board game that they have. And that happened. And I made the kids these big chocolate chip cookies because, I mean, what kid doesn't love big chocolate chip cookies? And that was nice. And by that point, I was just exhausted. And also because I'd been watching them all day, because they really do need supervision. I hadn't had enough time to really, like, rest my brain, because of course they didn't know, but I have a big test in the morning, a really big test, in a subject I'm not that great at. I'm not that great at math, so I'm stressing out about it, even though it'll probably be not as bad as I think it's going to be, but I need the passing praxis score along with the passing VCLA score to get into teacher prep at my school. And I don't know if I'll have time to retake the test or the money, really, because, you know, all this stuff takes money. So I was stressing about that the whole day. But I got a little bit of practice in, but oh God, I'm nervous. And yep. I just really, really was not happy a little bit about having to not be able to have any time to myself today. But on the other hand, if I was going to do something from someone else, I'm glad I was available to do it. Because it would mean, it meant a lot, I'm sure, to my sister to finally have, you know, both parents be able to come down and see her off. Because she hardly ever comes back during the year. And usually, mom stays back and watches the kids and my dad will make the trek, because usually he goes on one of his days off. But yeah, I'm happy that I could be of help, even though it's quite a trip to take care of these kids. Literally, my little brother, who is 10 years old, he goes, "I'm not a kid anymore." "I'm not a kid anymore," he says. I just want to go to sleep so badly. And I'm gonna, after I'm done telling you about my day, I'm gonna sing myself to sleep. I don't know how many people do that, but for me, it always comforts me just a little to sing something that I love, you know, before it's time to go to sleep. I'm getting more comfortable because I am dead tired. Yeah. So, my God, I can't even think. I guess in a week, all my nights are gonna be this tiring. I go back to school in a week. I'm okay with that. But it's gonna be different. The nights are quieter here. In the city, of course, they're not quiet at all, and they're not dark, they're very light, because I live across from a parking deck. So, in a few weeks, my audios might sound a little different. So yeah, I wonder if you guys will notice the difference. I know I will. So, I'm gonna go ahead and sing something, because I want to go to sleep. Of course, some of your lovely audios here will definitely aid in that process. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, "What will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? was just a child in school. I asked my teacher, what should I try? Should I paint pictures? Should I sing songs? This was her wise reply. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. I like that one. My mom used to sing it to me. She's not dead or anything. She just used to sing it to me, and she doesn't anymore because I'm kind of too old, I guess. No, I'm not too old. It just doesn't happen. What's another one I like to sing or hear? Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, darling, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere. Nowadays, I'll send them howling, I don't care, I've got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. If you have a problem, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing will harm you, not while I'm. Be smart, but I ain't dumb. Put me to it, bring me to it, give me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I would never hide a thing from you. Like some. Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. That one I like a lot. It's from Sweeney Todd. I might do that in a separate audio. My voice doesn't sound so so sleepy. This last one, because I'm about to drop. This last one I really, really enjoy. And again, maybe I'll do it in a separate audio. But it's from one of my favorite movies. I don't know why I like it so much, but Rigoletto. Maybe you guys watched it when you were younger. I don't know. I thought this song was beautiful. Anyway, this is what I'll leave you with. If you're still listening, I don't know if anyone is, but hey. Thanks for sticking around. I love the part in fairy tales that's very near the end, when all the kingdom cheers for their new queen, and all is well and all is good, and everyone belongs, and happily there ever after ring. But when I enter the kingdom of dreams and face the whispered on the breeze. But when I enter the spring of my dreams, just like a wild flower that bursts on the sea, will I find my place with the gentle wind? Tell me, will they let me in? And if a heart's breaking apart, of me is aching to show them how much that I care. There is a part in fairy tales that's very near the end. The princess and the prince proclaim their love, and hearts are healed and souls are changed, and two blend into one, all orchestrated by the stars above. But when I stand at the door of my dreams and face a lonely heart calling for me, I could feel that emptiness within, if that heart would let me in. Won't someone let me in?
Sorry if I butchered the high notes. It's late. Well, it's really not that late, but for me it is. My body is like, go to sleep. So I think I'll listen. Thanks for listening.